I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. This is Muslim Punk, not a new sound. Its roots go back to the late 1970s. This band, the Communists, have been at the cutting edge of the Muslim punk movement since 2005. The name, by the way, means scoundrels, and a decade later, the Communists are still key players on the scene and still working on their scoundrel side. Going around and stealing people's love again. Going around and stealing people's trust again. Again and again, that's a new track from the new album by the Communists. The album's called Stereotype. I've got Bassem Usmani and Shahjahan Khan, two members of the band, with me. We're just missing Karna Ray and Sunny Ali. But you guys can handle it. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
It's good to be back. Just because of his belief, they called him a liar and a thief. I'm not the Pakistani culture king.
I'm not the Pakistani urban king. It's because... The Communists have got a new CD out called Stereotype. What are you saying about stereotypes?
We deal with everything from, police brutality to... obviously Islamophobia, a song like Pigs Are Haram, which is Sonny's kind of, for me, it's his like opus for me on this album. It's just, it's a 50 second, just in your face, ridiculously hardcore song, which is
very
hardcore.
And
he's tackling like he's almost like playing two different characters lyrically of like, acting like the police officer and then speaking from the point of view of the police officer and then from the point of view of the person that he's arresting.
I have to say that eluded me in the 50 seconds of just like power noise that song is. That's one of the problems I think of punk and heavy metals. It's really hard to hear what's going on, but your fans get it.
Yeah, well, we've made sure to throw the lyrics up this time because a lot of people have asked over the years, like, I love your songs, but like, what are the lyrics? So we threw them up there.
Pure punk, partly from Pakistan. You see, when the Communists formed, it was made up of Pakistani Americans based here in the Boston area. Then they decamped to Pakistan for a few years to try doing their thing there. They're back in the States now, but the Communists' experience in Pakistan is still with them.
I feel like the culture brought me over there in a big way. When it came to the music that we were already experimenting with, I just felt that I needed to learn a little bit more about Punjabi. I need to learn a little bit more about Pakistan. I sort of felt like a little bit hapless because we immediately became this weird meme in the media as soon as we formed as this Muslim punk band in 2005, which like we
in
ran
the U.S. media.
In the U.S. media.
In the U.S. media.
And there's a lot of misreporting. There's a lot of things that were said. There's a lot of agendas that people kind of put on top of us.
What is Muslim punk? Because I think that confuses a lot of people. People think punks are angry, therefore you must be angry Muslims.
I would say primarily now the way we would say is we're kind of a South Asian band that has written a bunch of Muslim punk songs. We definitely have made, a couple of albums that like follow that trajectory, but that's not kind of like all we are. That's actually never all that we were. We've always had non-Muslim members in the band. And it's unfortunately like with music like ours, I think it's kind of hard to like classify it all. So like, you need like one label here and there. And it was very problematic in the beginning. It's now kind of become part of this like rich tapestry of who we are. So we're not as like, it's not as uncomfortable for us to be described that way as long as people get the whole picture.
You're both Pakistani American, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So you've got this interesting perspective brought up in the Boston area, and then you go to Pakistan and you kind of engage in this musical moment for a couple of years. What changed in the view of Pakistanis toward the United States while you were there? I mean, it's been a dark few years in Pakistani-U.S. relations. You can go back as far as you want, but, the killing of Osama, Bin Laden living right in Abbottabad, or Malala, who the West raises as this kind of icon of progress and rights. What do Pakistanis think about the United States today?
It's a very cynical.
I would say that the biggest. Yeah. I mean, it's cynical, but there's a big. This is Shahjahan. Yeah, sorry. There's a big misconception as far as like Pakistanis have always had a love for like American culture. That stuff hasn't necessarily changed. I would say in terms of distrust of, you know, U.S. politics. Like, that's not something that's just the case in Pakistan. I mean, that's a lot of people, like, you know, are down with, like, what our government and stuff is doing.
I asked partly because, Bassem, you were saying before the interview started just kind of what an incredible week or two it's been in the United States. And you've been talking with friends in Pakistan who...
For sure.
What are they saying?
Well, I mean, and I'm sure Shaj can weigh in.
I mean, I'm referring to the Supreme Court decision and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. I mean, Charleston.
So the past 2 weeks have been kind of eye-opening, I feel. I mean, that's my read of it for a lot of Pakistanis looking outside into America. For the first time, they're looking at America as, wait, this is a country that has an issue with race. Or, wait, this is a country that legalized gay marriage, might have been one of the last developed countries to legalize gay marriage. And all of a sudden, on my Facebook feed, I'm seeing people in Pakistan engage in these really intense discussions about gay marriage, about the ethics behind it, about racism in the USA, about churches being burnt down, where it seems like that there's an intrigue into America's problems that wasn't present before, because classically the way it's been has been America talking about all of the problems elsewhere.
You're going to hear what I consider my favorite song on the album, See Something, Say Something. But musically, talk about this, because it feels like you guys dropped the punk thing and kind of picked up some Alabama Shakes vibe or something.
I'll default to Boston because they...
our definition of punk is informed by The Clash. They sort of filtered some of the best things about American rock and roll and packaged it as British people, the way that British people have been doing for decades.
Yeah.
And exactly. Just sort of giving us back, like, this distilled American form.
Bassem Usmani and Shahjahan Khan, two of the members of the Communists. Thanks very much for coming in. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having us, Marco.
If you see something, you better say something. Nothing at all, nothing at all.
The Communists take us out today. Enjoy yourselves this weekend. Remember the sunscreen, drink plenty of water, and have a happy 4th of July. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. Back with you Monday.